The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Celestine Prophecy is a 1993 novel by James Redfield that discusses various psychological and spiritual ideas rooted in multiple ancient Eastern traditions and New Age spirituality. The main character, an American man named John, embarks on a journey to Peru in search of a series of 9 spiritual insights into achieving a higher state of consciousness. Along the way, he meets several people who help him understand each insight as well as the interconnectedness between them. John's journey begins when he receives an invitation from his friend, Marjorie, to join her on an archaeological expedition in Peru. He soon discovers that this trip is more than just about archaeology, it is also about discovering ancient wisdom texts known as the Celestine Prophecies, which contain 9 insights into life and how to achieve enlightenment. As John travels through Peru with Marjorie and their guide Juanita, they encounter many obstacles, including dangerous jungle terrain, hostile locals, and even government agents trying to stop them from finding these prophecies. Throughout his journey, John learns more about each insight, firstly understanding synchronicity, the idea that events are connected, then learning how energy flows between people, known as energy fields, followed by recognizing personal power, how we can use our own energy for good or bad. He also discovers how important it is to be aware of one's thoughts and feelings so they don't become negative influences on others, understanding the importance of service work, realizing there are no coincidences but rather everything happens for a reason, accepting death as part of life's cycle, being open to new possibilities, trusting intuition over logic, embracing change instead of resisting it, finally coming full circle back home where all knowledge has been gained. At the end of his journey, John realizes that all these insights have helped him reach a higher level of awareness, which allows him to see things differently than before. He now understands why certain events happened during his quest, they were meant for him personally, and knows what steps he needs to take next in order to continue growing spiritually. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Synchronicity. Synchronicity is a phenomenon in which seemingly unrelated events are connected in a meaningful way. It is a sign that the universe is trying to communicate something to us. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should pay attention to these signs and use them to guide our lives. Main idea number 2. The 9 insights. The 9 insights are the core teachings of the book. They are a set of spiritual principles that can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. Main idea number 3. The power of intuition. Intuition is a powerful tool that can help us to make decisions and to understand the world around us. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should trust our intuition and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 4. The power of relationships. Relationships are an important part of life and can help us to grow and learn. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should nurture our relationships and use them to help us to understand the world around us. Main idea number 5. The power of love. Love is a powerful force that can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should embrace love and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 6. The power of change. Change is an inevitable part of life and can help us to grow and learn. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should embrace change and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 7. The power of faith. Faith is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should have faith and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 8. The power of action. Action is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should take action and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 9. The power of gratitude. Gratitude is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should practice gratitude and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 10. The power of meditation. Meditation is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should practice meditation and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 11. The power of service. Service is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should serve others and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 12. The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should practice forgiveness and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 13. The power of awareness. Awareness is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should cultivate awareness and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 14. The power of intention. Intention is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should set intentions and use them to guide our lives. Main idea number 15. The power of vision. Vision is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should create a vision and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 16. The power of creativity. Creativity is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should embrace creativity and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 17. The power of surrender. Surrender is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should surrender to the flow of life and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 18. The power of acceptance. Acceptance is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should accept ourselves and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 19. The power of transformation. Transformation is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should embrace transformation and use it to guide our lives. Main idea number 20. The power of unity. Unity is an important part of life and can help us to understand the world around us and to live a more meaningful life. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should strive for unity and use it to guide our lives. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Synchronicity is a phenomenon that has been around for centuries, but it was popularized by the book The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Synchronicity is when seemingly unrelated events are connected in a meaningful way. It can be seen as a sign from the universe that something important is happening or about to happen. According to the Celestine Prophecy, we should pay attention to these signs and use them to guide our lives. The idea of synchronicity suggests that there are no coincidences in life, everything happens for a reason and has some kind of deeper meaning behind it. This means that if you experience an event or situation which seems out of place or strange, then it could be part of some larger plan at work in your life. By paying attention to these moments and looking for patterns, we can gain insight into what the universe may be trying to tell us. Synchronicity can also help us make decisions about our lives by providing clues as to which direction we should take next. For example, if you keep seeing the same number over and over again throughout your day-to-day activities, this could be an indication from the universe telling you which path you should follow. Paying attention to these signs can help us make better choices and live more fulfilling lives. Main idea number 2. The 9 insights are the core teachings of the Celestine Prophecy. They provide a framework for understanding our lives and how we can live more meaningful ones. The first insight is that there is an underlying energy in the universe, which connects us all and gives us access to spiritual knowledge. This energy can be accessed through meditation, prayer, or other forms of contemplation. The second insight teaches that we have a purpose in life, to discover this spiritual knowledge and use it to help others. We must learn to recognize synchronicities as signs from the universe guiding us on our path towards enlightenment. The third insight explains that by becoming aware of these energies around us, we can begin to understand ourselves better and make positive changes in our lives. We must also learn how to trust our intuition when making decisions about what direction we should take. The fourth insight encourages us to become open-minded and accept new ideas without judgment or fear. It also emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for our actions so that we may create positive change in the world. The fifth insight focuses on relationships with others. It suggests that if two people share similar beliefs, they will be able to connect deeply with each other on a spiritual level. It also encourages compassion towards those who do not share your beliefs. The sixth insight speaks about service. It states that by helping others, you will find true fulfillment in life because you are contributing something valuable back into society. The seventh insight discusses transformation. It suggests that by embracing change rather than resisting it, one can experience personal growth and development over time. The eighth insight talks about global consciousness. It states that humanity is connected at a deeper level than most realize, which means everyone has an impact on each other's lives whether they know it or not. Finally, the ninth insight speaks about living consciously. This means being mindful of every moment so as not to miss out on any opportunities for growth or connection with others along your journey through life. Main idea number 3. Intuition is a powerful tool that can help us to make decisions and to understand the world around us. It is an inner knowing, a gut feeling or hunch that we get when faced with certain situations. Intuition can be used as a guide in our lives, helping us to make choices and take action based on what feels right for us. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should trust our intuition and use it as a source of wisdom in order to live more meaningful lives. The power of intuition lies in its ability to provide insight into the unknown. By tapping into this inner knowledge, we can gain clarity about difficult situations and find solutions that may not have been obvious before. This intuitive guidance can also help us recognize opportunities for growth and transformation, allowing us to move forward with confidence. In addition, trusting our intuition allows us to connect more deeply with ourselves and others. When we listen closely enough, our intuition will often tell us how best to respond in any given situation, whether it's offering support or setting boundaries, so that everyone involved feels respected. Ultimately, by learning how to access the power of intuition within ourselves, we are able to tap into an infinite source of wisdom which helps lead towards greater understanding and fulfillment. Main idea number 4. The power of relationships is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. According to the book, relationships are essential for our growth and development as individuals. Through meaningful connections with others, we can gain insight into ourselves and the world around us. We can learn from each other's experiences and perspectives, which helps us to become more aware of our own feelings and beliefs. The Celestine Prophecy also suggests that by nurturing our relationships, we can create a sense of harmony within ourselves and with those around us. This harmony allows us to be open to new ideas and possibilities that may not have been available before. By engaging in meaningful conversations with others, we can gain a better understanding of how different people view the world. Ultimately, the Celestine Prophecy encourages readers to recognize the importance of cultivating strong relationships with those around them. It emphasizes that through these connections we can discover greater meaning in life while learning valuable lessons about ourselves along the way. Main idea number 5. The power of love is a concept that has been explored in many different ways throughout history. It is an emotion that can bring us closer to understanding the world around us and living a more meaningful life. In the Celestine Prophecy, James Redfield suggests that we should embrace love and use it as our guide through life. Redfield believes that when we open ourselves up to the power of love, we become more aware of our own spiritual journey and how it connects with those around us. He also suggests that by embracing this powerful force, we can create positive changes in our lives and in the world at large. Through loving relationships with others, he argues, we can learn valuable lessons about ourselves and gain insight into what truly matters most. Ultimately, Redfield encourages readers to recognize the importance of love in their lives and strive for balance between giving and receiving it. By doing so, he believes people will be able to find greater peace within themselves as well as harmony with those around them. Main idea number 6. The power of change is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. Redfield suggests that we should embrace change and use it to guide our lives. He believes that when we accept the inevitability of change, we can learn from it and grow as individuals. Change can be a source of growth, learning, and transformation if we are open to its possibilities. Redfield encourages us to look at life's changes with curiosity rather than fear or resistance. He believes that by embracing change, we can become more aware of our own potential for growth and development. We can also gain insight into how our actions affect others around us. Change is not always easy, but it is necessary for personal growth and development. By recognizing the power of change in our lives, we can make positive choices that will lead us towards greater fulfillment and happiness. Main idea number 7. The power of faith is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. It suggests that we should have faith and use it to guide our lives. Faith can be seen as a source of strength, courage, and hope when faced with difficult situations or challenges. It can also help us to make sense of the world around us and find meaning in life. In the book, Redfield explains how having faith can lead to greater understanding and insight into our own lives. He encourages readers to trust their intuition and inner wisdom rather than relying solely on external sources for guidance. By doing this, we are able to tap into a deeper level of knowledge which allows us to make better decisions about our future. Redfield also emphasizes the importance of being open-minded when it comes to matters of faith. He believes that by allowing ourselves to explore different beliefs without judgment or prejudice, we will be able to gain a more holistic view on life's mysteries. This helps us become more aware of our spiritual side and ultimately leads us closer towards achieving true enlightenment. Ultimately, the Celestine Prophecy teaches readers that having faith is essential for living a meaningful life full of purpose and joy. Through its teachings, we learn how trusting in something bigger than ourselves can bring clarity during times of confusion while providing comfort during moments of despair. Main idea number 8. The power of action is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. It suggests that we should take action and use it to guide our lives. Taking action can help us to understand the world around us, as well as ourselves, better. Action helps us to make decisions and move forward with our goals. It also allows us to create positive change in our lives and the world around us. Action is a powerful tool for personal growth and development. By taking action, we are able to learn from our mistakes and grow stronger from them. We can also gain insight into how others think or feel about certain situations by observing their actions or reactions. This knowledge can be used to improve relationships with those around us. Taking action also gives us a sense of purpose in life. When we act on something, it shows that we care about it enough to do something about it rather than just talk about it or ignore it altogether. When we take meaningful actions towards achieving our goals, this gives us a feeling of accomplishment which motivates us further down the path toward success. Ultimately, the power of action encourages individuals to take control over their own destiny by taking initiative and making things happen instead of waiting for them to happen on their own accord. Taking proactive steps towards achieving your dreams will lead you closer towards realizing them. Main idea number 9. The power of gratitude is a powerful tool that can help us to live more meaningful lives. It helps us to recognize the good in our lives and appreciate it, rather than take it for granted. Gratitude also allows us to be open to new experiences and opportunities, as well as helping us to stay focused on what matters most. When we practice gratitude, we are able to see the beauty in life's small moments and find joy even when things don't go according to plan. Gratitude can also help us build stronger relationships with those around us by allowing us to express appreciation for their presence in our lives. We can use gratitude as an opportunity for growth by recognizing how others have helped shape who we are today. By expressing thanks for all that has been given or done, we create a deeper connection with those around us. Finally, practicing gratitude helps bring peace into our lives by reminding ourselves of all the blessings that come from living each day with an attitude of thankfulness. This sense of contentment allows us to focus on what truly matters instead of worrying about things outside our control. Main idea number 10. Meditation is a powerful tool that can help us to gain insight into our lives and the world around us. It allows us to take a step back from our daily routines and reflect on what matters most in life. Through meditation, we can become more aware of ourselves, our relationships with others, and the environment around us. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that by meditating regularly, we can tap into an inner wisdom that will guide us through difficult times. This inner guidance helps us make decisions based on intuition rather than logic or emotion. By listening to this inner voice, we are able to live more meaningful lives filled with purpose and joy. In addition to providing spiritual guidance, meditation also has many physical benefits such as reducing stress levels and improving concentration. Studies have shown that regular practice of meditation can lead to improved mental clarity and focus, which leads to better decision-making skills. The power of meditation lies in its ability to bring about positive change in our lives. Whether it's gaining greater self-awareness or finding peace within ourselves, there are countless ways in which meditation can benefit both body and mind. Main idea number 11. The power of service is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. According to the book, when we serve others, we are able to tap into a higher level of consciousness and gain insight into our own lives. Service can help us understand our purpose in life and how we can make a difference in the world around us. Service also helps us connect with other people on a deeper level. When we give of ourselves without expecting anything in return, it creates an atmosphere of trust and understanding that allows for meaningful relationships to form. This connection between people is essential for creating strong communities where everyone feels supported and valued. Finally, service gives us the opportunity to practice humility and gratitude. By serving others, we learn to be humble about our accomplishments while still recognizing their value. We also become more aware of all that has been given to us by those who have served before us. The power of service is something that should not be underestimated or taken lightly. It has the potential to transform both individuals and society as a whole if embraced fully. Main idea number 12. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help us to move forward in life and to create meaningful relationships. It allows us to let go of the past, forgive ourselves for our mistakes, and open up new possibilities for growth. By forgiving others, we are able to release any negative feelings or resentments that may be holding us back from achieving our goals. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that forgiveness should be used as a way of understanding the world around us. We should strive to understand why people do what they do and how their actions affect those around them. This understanding will allow us to better empathize with others and build stronger relationships. By practicing forgiveness, we can also learn more about ourselves. We can use it as an opportunity for self-reflection and personal growth by looking at our own behavior objectively and learning from our mistakes. Forgiveness helps us become more aware of how we interact with other people, allowing us to make better decisions in the future. Ultimately, the Celestine Prophecy encourages readers to embrace the power of forgiveness in order to live a more meaningful life. Through this practice, we can gain greater insight into ourselves, others, and the world around us while creating healthier relationships along the way. Main idea number 13. The power of awareness is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. According to the book, when we become aware of our innermost thoughts and feelings, we can begin to understand ourselves better and make more conscious choices about how we live our lives. Awareness also helps us to recognize patterns in our behavior that may be holding us back from achieving our goals or living a fulfilling life. Awareness allows us to see beyond the surface level of things and gain insight into what is really going on around us. It enables us to identify opportunities for growth and transformation, as well as potential pitfalls that could lead to failure or disappointment. By becoming aware of these possibilities, we can take steps towards creating positive change in our lives. The power of awareness also gives us the ability to connect with others on a deeper level by understanding their motivations and intentions. This connection can help foster meaningful relationships based on mutual respect and trust. Ultimately, cultivating awareness leads to greater self-awareness, which can open up new pathways for personal growth. Main idea number 14. The power of intention is a powerful concept that can help us to live more meaningful lives. Intention is the act of setting an aim or purpose, and it can be used to guide our decisions and actions. By setting intentions, we are able to focus on what matters most in life and make sure that our actions align with our values. Intention also helps us to stay mindful of how we interact with others. When we set intentions for ourselves, it allows us to think about how our words and actions will affect those around us. This helps us create positive relationships with people by being conscious of their feelings as well as ours. Finally, intention gives us the opportunity to manifest what we want in life. By focusing on what we truly desire, rather than worrying about things outside of our control, we can use the power of intention to bring these desires into reality. Main idea number 15. The power of vision is an important concept in the Celestine Prophecy. It suggests that we should create a vision for our lives and use it to guide us through life's challenges. A vision can be anything from a simple goal or dream to something more complex like a plan for the future. By having a clear idea of what we want to achieve, we can focus our energy on achieving it. Having a strong sense of purpose helps us stay motivated and focused on our goals. When faced with difficult decisions or obstacles, having this clarity allows us to make better choices and take action towards achieving our desired outcome. Additionally, when things don't go as planned, having this vision gives us the strength and courage to keep going despite any setbacks. The power of vision also encourages self-reflection and growth by helping us identify areas where improvement is needed. We can then work towards making changes that will help bring about positive results in all aspects of life, personal relationships, career success, financial stability, etc. Ultimately, creating a powerful vision for ourselves gives us direction in life and provides motivation when times are tough. It helps remind us why we're doing what we're doing, so that even if things don't always turn out as expected, there's still hope for the future. Main idea number 16. Creativity is a powerful force that can help us to make sense of the world around us and to live more meaningful lives. It allows us to express ourselves in unique ways, explore new ideas, and find solutions to problems. The Celestine Prophecy suggests that we should embrace creativity as an important part of our lives and use it as a tool for personal growth. The book encourages readers to tap into their creative potential by exploring different forms of art such as painting, writing, music, or dance. It also suggests that we should be open-minded when it comes to trying out new things and taking risks with our creative endeavors. By doing so, we can discover hidden talents within ourselves and gain insight into how the universe works. The power of creativity is not just about creating something beautiful, it's about using your imagination in order to create something meaningful. When you are able to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions or ideas, then you have tapped into your own power of creativity. Main idea number 17. Surrendering to the flow of life can be a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. It allows us to let go of our attachments, fears, and worries so that we can focus on what is truly important in life. By surrendering to the flow of life, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences that may have been previously hidden from us. We also become more aware of our own inner wisdom and intuition, which can help guide us through difficult times. The power of surrender lies in its ability to free us from the constraints imposed by our ego-driven desires. When we are able to step back from these desires, we gain clarity about what really matters in life. This clarity helps us make decisions based on what is best for ourselves rather than simply following societal norms or expectations. Surrendering also gives us access to a deeper level of understanding about how things work in this world. By letting go of our need for control over every aspect of our lives, we allow ourselves the opportunity to observe how events unfold without trying too hard or forcing outcomes. Finally, when we surrender fully into the present moment with an attitude of acceptance and trust, it opens up space within ourselves for healing and transformation. We become more connected with who we truly are at a soul level as well as with those around us. Main idea number 18. Acceptance is a powerful tool that can help us to live more meaningful lives. It allows us to understand the world around us and our place in it, as well as how we interact with others. The Celestine prophecy suggests that by accepting ourselves and our circumstances, we can use this knowledge to guide our lives. When we accept ourselves, it helps us to be more open-minded and understanding of other people's perspectives. We become less judgmental and are able to see things from different angles. This leads to better communication between individuals, which can lead to greater harmony in relationships. By accepting the present moment for what it is, rather than trying to change or control it, we are able to move forward without being hindered by fear or anxiety about the future. Acceptance also gives us an opportunity for growth. When we accept something difficult or challenging in life, such as illness or death of a loved one, then this experience can be used as an opportunity for personal development. The power of acceptance should not be underestimated. It has the potential to transform our lives if embraced fully. By learning how best utilize its power within ourselves and with those around us, we will find greater peace and contentment in life. Main idea number 19. The power of transformation is an important concept in the Celestine prophecy. It suggests that we should be open to change and use it as a tool for personal growth. Transformation can help us to understand our place in the world and how we can make a positive impact on those around us. By embracing transformation, we can become more aware of our own potential and find ways to reach our goals. Transformation also allows us to break free from old patterns of behavior or thought that may have been holding us back. We can learn new skills, develop healthier habits, and create meaningful relationships with others by being willing to embrace change. Through this process of self-discovery, we are able to gain insight into ourselves and the world around us. Ultimately, transformation is about finding balance between who you were before and who you want to become. It's about learning from your mistakes while still striving towards something better. By understanding the power of transformation, we can take control over our lives and create a life full of purposeful meaning. Main idea number 20. The power of unity is a concept that has been around for centuries. It suggests that when we come together as one, our collective strength and wisdom can be used to create positive change in the world. Unity allows us to share ideas, resources, and experiences with each other so that we can learn from one another and grow together. In the Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield, he explains how unity is essential for spiritual growth. He states that, when two or more people are united in purpose, they become an energy field which far exceeds the sum of their individual energies. This means that when we come together with a common goal or vision, our combined efforts will have greater impact than if each person were working alone. Unity also helps us to understand ourselves better because it encourages us to look beyond our own perspectives and consider those of others. By understanding different points of view, we can gain insight into what makes us unique and how best to use our strengths for the benefit of all. Ultimately, the power of unity lies in its ability to bring out the best in everyone involved. When individuals work together towards a shared goal, they are able to achieve much more than any single person could on their own. Unity gives us strength and courage. It enables us to make meaningful connections with others while still maintaining our individuality. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.